the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Amy posts up in the bleachers.
You're all garbage! Yeah.
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Here is the 1-1. Ground ball to short. Volpe fields, throws to first in time. Ball game over. American League Eastern Division over. Yankees win.
It's a good team over there. They play better than us the second half. You know, we're excited to be in the playoffs. We need to better our position. We still have some work to do, but you know, give them credit for playing well. Whenever you win the first two, it's disappointing not to win the third. You know, we emptied our bullpen really the last two nights. A lot of guys are on fumes, and we have still important games to play. Well, he pitched extremely well. We got to take care of things before we go face him again. So we still have some work to do. And he's going to be on regular rest going into the first game of the wild card, and he hasn't been on regular rest in a while. And just with that amount of innings he's pitched, the amount of starts he's made, we were just shorting him up a little bit tonight.
Brandon Hyde, Orioles manager. First of all, it's a tip of the cap to the Yankees for winning the American League East. 10-win demolition of the Birds of Baltimore last night, Yankee Stadium. Win the division. Congratulations to them. Whether or not they'll be the number one seed will be determined over the weekend between them and the Guardians. Orioles, however, they took it on the chin in a big way. And that was Brandon Hyde talking about Corbin Burnes. And I saw on social media last night, much to my dismay, let me stress I didn't lose any sleep over it, but I'm watching this, I'm bewildered by people losing their minds over the fact that they took Corbin Burnes out of the game after five innings. And hey, shout out to me. I'm pretty sure I said yesterday he might pitch five innings and then get him out of there.
Yep.
It might have been with the qualifier Detroit losing. But either way, I was half right. Because Detroit was losing and then they came back and won. But still, he's pitching Tuesday on normal rest. And he was dealing. Gave up the home run to Stanton. Stanton, when he gets back to ball, he's got immense power. He's got over 400 home runs, pushing five to prove it. But people just losing their minds over the fact that they yanked him out of the game like it's game seven of the World Series, Cole versus Burnes, all sorts of things to be determined. Pretty sure we said Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And even when the Orioles won the first two, Yankees aren't losing the rest of their games.
Nope.
So the Orioles were like, well, we clinched a playoff spot Tuesday. We let them know who's boss on Wednesday. Let's just get out of here and we'll take care of business getting that number one seed in Minnesota this weekend. Because the Twins are really flatlining. I mean, the offense to me, and I'm not saying guys, it's Vinny Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bobby Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, they weren't trying. And Cole was dealing. Let's not forget that. It was almost like the bus was running. Right, let's just get out of here. You know what I mean? We've already popped the champagne, and we kind of know what our fate will be going into the postseason. Now you're just waiting on opponents and what time your games are going to start. I had zero problem with him, Brandon Hyde, Yank, and Corbin Burnes.
No.
Now, was I happy with Cano and Perez? Absolutely
no.
Not.
Right.
I mean, you need to ramp up and get ready for the playoffs, too, because they were dreadful. And Bowman, who was bad a couple of nights ago, was bad again yesterday. And Baker gave up the homer to Judge, 58th for him. But I had zero issue with Corbin Burnes getting a hook yesterday. None. Because that means, and we just heard Brandon and I say it, innings have been tight. He hasn't been pitching on normal rest for a while. He'll be on normal rest. Basically telling you he's pitching Tuesday's first game.
Yeah.
Not Dean Kramer, not Zach Eflin. Corbin Burnes is pitching game one on normal rest and coming off five innings where he looked really, really good.
Man. And Bob, like after you said it yesterday, I expected it, especially the way he was pitching. Like he was, why keep going? You know what it reminded me, Bob? It reminded me of when I was watching, it reminded me of 94 when we were playing the Vikings last game of the season in 94 and we'd already clinched. Steve Young played, you know, like a quarter and a half or whatever, then they got him out. I mean, last night's game, Tuesday's game is 1,000 times more important than last night's game.
Yeah, and he'll pitch more than 86 pitches in five innings.
Oh,
he had 9 Ks. He struck out the side. Now, Nolan, we talked about this, full disclosure to our audience before the show. At first glance for the old Bobster, no problema. I was more worried about the offense, lack of production in the bullpen, et cetera, et cetera. But when the Hider hook came out last night with Burns, Nolan McGraw's first reaction was?
I was disappointed. I'm not going to lie to you. The fan in me watching the Orioles in a one-run game after winning the first two games of the series against a bitter rival, I'd like to win that game. I would have liked to have kept my ace on the mound. Now, I understand the justification. I understand that everything you're saying, certainly next Tuesday is more important than last night. The Yankees were probably going to win the division anyway. It's not really about that for me. It's about trying to win a game when you still have business to take care of. They got a 3-game series this weekend. The Twins are playing for their lives. Unlikely scenario for them, but they are still technically alive. So you're getting a team that's engaged here this weekend. Povich against Lopez tonight. Disadvantage Orioles.
Sure.
I just see it's limited time here. I don't want them to mess around and miss out on home field advantage. That's my only thought.
Bob, was that an analytical decision last night or gut?
I think it happened before the game decision.
Right.
Yeah, so that's analytics.
I agree.
If Burns was on board with it, then, hey, so be it. That's fine.
Yeah, and Burns even said after the game, he goes, I'm cool with it. We're going to see him again.
Yeah,
we got their number, basically. Orioles finish 8-5 against the Yankees. So, again, they play in the divisional round, and we don't know yet. It's not going to be an Oriole thing. Orioles are going to be the number one wild card. Well, they got to get past the wild card round, obviously, but could be Cleveland that the Orioles face. We don't know. I mean, all of this will be determined over the weekend, but if the Orioles and Yankees play in the divisional round, all of the pressure is going to be on New York. Pressure on the Orioles, too, because you want to get to the World Series. But the Yankees, Orioles have beaten them 2 years in a row. They basically slapped them around. They've kicked their ass at Yankee Stadium last night. Throw that out the window. All that pressure is going to be on New York, not on the Orioles.
Let me ask you this, Bob. If you're the Yankees, all right, think of if you were the Yankees. Do you want to be the number one seed?
Yeah.
I mean, you've already got the bye.
You get home field advantage. Yeah, you do. Absolutely.
I'm just saying that.
Because you don't want the Orioles?
Right.
I don't think they're that wussified. But they know what time it is.
No.
They know what time it is.
They'd be up for the challenge.
Sure.
They know. I mean, the Orioles won the season series. A lot of lopsided victories in there, but they know they're capable.
Yeah. I mean, let's see. The Orioles right now will play the Royals, who started to heat up a little bit. They won 3 in a row. But they blew the lead. We'll get into this when we get to the standings and the updates and all that later in the show, playoff push style. But they pull it out. Detroit's the one that's cooking.
Oh, boy.
9-1.
They were down 3-0, came back and won the game late. So they're the one, and they've beaten the Orioles twice in the last week and a half, right?
Two different series. And Scooble hadn't even pitched in that series.
So and Houston's got that playoff pedigree that – you know, hey, Altuve gets hot. Bregman gets hot. Tucker gets hot. You know, Verlander finds his command. I mean, you're kind of screwed with whoever you play.
Yeah.
And look at last year's playoffs as an example. Arizona got to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rangers, who hadn't won on the road, they had a losing record on the road during the regular season, and they just stormed through every venue they play in. So you get to what you get. You achieve the number one seed. Are the Orioles going to be a very scary opponent, assuming it's Baltimore? Absolutely. The Orioles were the best team in baseball for almost 3 months. Now they're getting healthier. But I said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't want to get Ethel on the phone. Leave her alone, Nolan. But what's going to doom Baltimore is going to be the bullpen.
Like last night?
That will be the Marvin Hagler KO punch, which we'll get to during the whip rounds. Vinny and Haney, pardon me, 105.7 The Fan, Bob, Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's featured artist Friday. Hey, man, we're really thinking outside the box with a musical selection today. Ravens, They got the Buffalo Bills coming up on Sunday night, which we're going to get to. But there was a game last night. Dallas survived the Giants Thursday night football.
Yeah, and they did. And the Giants, for some unforeseen reason, is the only team that Dallas has played that could not run the football. Could not run it. And after Lamar ran for 87, not saying that Daniel Jones is Lamar, but he can run. They didn't even really give him the opportunity to run, especially when you're struggling. And Daniel Jones, he can't throw a deep ball, Bob. I mean, he throws it flat. And he missed a couple throws that, you know, and then 17 dropped the one. But like that little over the middle. I mean, if he hits that one on the fourth down, or I think it was fourth or third down, I mean, he's still running.
Well, Daniel Jones is challenged at the quarterback position.
Yes, he is.
Limited in certain skill sets. But Dallas wasn't overly impressive in that game either.
No.
You're talking about a team that can't run the football. It's them.
Yeah. And, well, C.D. Lamb, they were smart. They lined him up in the backfield to start the game and pitched it to him.
Yeah.
And they were giving it to him left and right, you know. So he had to have been a happy camper. And then having Ferguson back the last two games for them is big, because that's kind of his guy that if nobody's open, I go to Fergie.
It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan. You want to talk about the Orioles? You can at 410-583-1057. Trying to clinch that number one seed. If the Orioles win tonight, they finish Minnesota, clinch number one seed. Then we'll wait to see who they play on Tuesday, what time, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. But the Ravens, I don't know, man. I've been scared all week about this game. We'll do our picks later in the show. They're 2.5 favorites over the undefeated Bills. Sunday night football. Weather, will it be? No, I don't know. We'll get into that. But if you want to talk about Ravens, you got keys. Vinny's going to give us his keys.
Yep.
What are your keys to the Ravens beating Buffalo and getting back to 500? Terps tomorrow at Indiana. You can hear that game at noon. Keith Kavanaugh previews it later in the show.
I mean, they gave up 230 yards. How many points was it in the fourth quarter? I mean, 19 points and 230 yards in the fourth quarter. I mean, that sucks. I mean, every time they're touching it, they're scoring. So, you know, and you had the same issue the week before. So apparently whatever you did the week before, you know, it's not working. So how do we fix it? You know, I mean, that's the big thing is how do we fix it? Because it's now two times in a row that they've given up points and had bad fourth quarters. So what are they gonna change? I mean, they started blitzing a little bit more, you know. And how do they get off the field? Because they're just letting people throw. I mean, they're giving up almost 400 yards a game passing. And the strength coming into the season, the strength of the team was the secondary. Secondary's got awesome players. But Marcus Williams is not playing well. And then in the fourth quarter, Bob, why does their tackling go to hell? Are they not in good enough shape, you know, where all of a sudden they're lunging and they're missing a ton of tackles in the fourth quarter and they're not getting the pressure they were in the fourth quarter? I don't know. Maybe they need to get in better shape. I don't know. You know, they would know better than we would. But, I mean, he really didn't give us any answers of why, because it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan. Nolan McGraw is with us. Ravens, 2.5-point favorites over the Bills. Orioles get puffy pants last night in New York as the Yankees win the American League's Eastern Division Championship. Birds are in Minnesota tonight, taking on the Twins. 8:10 first pitch. We'll talk about that as the show progresses. But let's get out to the phones. Go get Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what is up?
Nah, man. I'm just listening with Vinny. Vinny, I told you they're not in game shape. You know, so
might be Joe. Game, might be.
Hey, look. Hey, Harbaugh's the one. You got to remember, man. I used to love going to those practices and those exhibition games. I didn't miss an exhibition game. That's where you get in shape. Just running around with your friends and scrimmaging with other teams, that don't get you in shape, man. I mean, that's what I feel. But I ain't called to talk about the Ravens because it's baseball season. Forget them Ravens right now. We're going to get to game 8. I'm looking forward to not losing to Detroit 3 series in a row because I looked at the schedule. Detroit got the White Sox. Kansas City got Atlanta. Atlanta got a lot to play for. Yankees got Pirates. Cleveland got, I forgot who they got already. But, you know, I'm just looking. Oh, Cleveland got Houston. So I looked over everything. So we'll be playing Detroit this Tuesday. So out of the three things that scare me is the bullpen. Second is the hitting. But I'm on the pitching. The pitching is, to me, it's going to be our you know, that's the best thing we're going to have going for us. And hitting is second, and that bullpen is last. But that's all I call to say, man.
And so, Joe, real quick, with Cleveland, they're playing for the number one seed right now. They're a game behind the Yankees. If that's important to
it
them,
it is important. But the Yankees got the Pirates, Bob.
Yeah, I know. And the Orioles were aware of that. That's why Corbin Burns got yanked after five innings yesterday.
Right. And so I'm going to sit back and listen to all the people give you their opinions of, he shouldn't have took him out. Right. We could have won and all that. Nah, he's saving him for Tuesday, y'all. Matter of fact, I don't even want to watch no more baseball till Tuesday. Y'all have a great weekend. See y'all later. Play my song, Unbeliever, by the Monkees. Believer.
I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
No, not that one. Daydream believer.
They believe in a lot of things, those monkeys do, Joe. You have a great one. As a matter of fact, isn't Joe the one that kind of started this whole monkey train chugging along there? So, daydream believer, I'm a believer, she's a believer, he's a believer. They're going to have some sort of believing song about the monkeys coming up here over the next 3.5 hours. Let's get back to the phones. Vinny, Eddie, Nolan, Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
I'm a believer. Wonderful. I'm a believer.
Yeah. I think I remember the Monkees TV show more than I do their songs.
Most people do. TV show wasn't bad, though, yeah.
Hey, it's come on Channel 45 back in the day. You remember that stuff. Mm-hmm. But, Bob, next time you use an analogy, talking about a Marvin Hagler knockout goal, substitute it and say Earn Pride once in a while. We'll talk later.
Marvin Hagler's going to be part of the whip around. That's why I it's called a tease in this business there, Tony.
Okay. The baseball playoffs, I know Major League Baseball is great for the parity, that it comes down to the last weekend, you know, before a lot of, you know, teams are determining who gets in. I know they love that. But for a fan, it's a little bit of a nightmare. I mean, Tuesday, I don't know if I'm going to go to a 1 o'clock game or 8 o'clock game. I mean, with, you know, parking and scheduling and all that, you know, I'm an organized person. I kind of like to know what I'm, you know, doing or whatever. And I know we can't find out anything until these games is determined, but from a fan standpoint.
Well, based on last year's start times, and that's the reference point we have, Tony, the first game didn't start till like 2:40 or something. So I don't think there's a 1 o'clock game. You never know. Who knows?
2:40 and 8, you know, that's a big difference. You know, I know we can't figure it out until they – play these games this weekend. And I want to ask you, Bob, and you too, Vinny, out of the potential wild card opponents, which team scares you the most for the Orioles?
Tigers. No doubt. Yeah, they're 4-2 against the Orioles. Riley Green looks like Al Kaline. Tarik Skubal's Mickey Lolich with a better fastball. At Detroit, they've won 9 of 10. They've taken two series from the Orioles within the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Absolutely the Tigers.
Okay.
Great bullpen. Finally, yeah, sure.
And on the Ravens real quick, you know, all this week, you know, a lot of people have been bringing up Tucker. I'm not going to look down and get discouraged because Justin Tucker, over a decade, time and time again, bailed this out. Right now he's going through a little something.
Well, let me ask you this. Sunday night, he's kicking a 52-yarder. You know, what is your confidence level?
It's still extremely high. Let me tell you why. I'm going to another baseball analogy. Back in the day, when Wade Boggs and Tony Gwynn all of a sudden started hitting 310 instead of 350, you know, when they came up later stages, I still had confidence they was going to get a hit or whatever. I still had faith in Tucker because of his track record and what he's done. I mean, he's going through a little stalemate or whatever, but I'm not going to be down on him and lose confidence in him. He's still the best kicker, you know, that I've seen. I used to like Mark Mosley back in the day, and then Tucker came along. But I don't like the way some of these people are talking about him, think he's lost it because of age. It's just little twerks I guess he'll work on. But I still have the utmost confidence in him because, you know, for over a decade, you know, his track record speaks for itself.
Yep, Tony, thanks for the call, man. See you down at Horseshoe Casino Sunday night for Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show. Rice Brothers Bazaar is where the Brew Brothers are going to be rocking and rolling starting around 5 o'clock. Question is, Vinny, before you hit the break, and if you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. How much confidence is Harbaugh going to have in Justin Tucker to take that 52-56-yard attempt during the course of the game? Now, if it's last-ditch stuff, then ride and die. But, you know, first quarter, you want to give half fields to Josh Allen, or do you think they go for it more? Or they're not going to punt, but
all right, Bob, we'll see. They're on the plus 40, so that would be 48. That'd be 50. All right, plus 36. Plus 36.
So that's,
and it's fourth and two.
It's a,
be like a 53-yarder. 53-yarder. First quarter. Going for it, Bob. Just because here's why I'm going it. It's fourth and two. All right. My kicker is 1 for 8 over the last 2 years, you know, 50 plus. My chances, in my opinion, against that defense and the way I can run the ball, and, you know, especially if we've been moving it, I'm going for it.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Got Vinny's keys coming up before the 11 o'clock hour. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Preview the Buffalo-Baltimore game with him. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Talks of college football with him as we're entering week number 5 of the college football season in Alabama and Georgia. Kicking it off. Terps taking on Indiana. Which one is the more, I don't know, Indiana's 4-0. Is that real or is it a mirage? Orioles win. They clinch number one seed for wild card. Twins lose. They're donezo. And then just Kansas City and Detroit will figure out who will be the 2 or the 3 seed. Buffalo coming to Baltimore. Ravens 2.5-point favorites there. Terps getting 6.5 at Indiana. That is tomorrow at noon. You can hear it on the Fan. Keith Kavanaugh previews that later on in the program. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ed in Arbutus. Ed, thanks for holding. What's up?
Bob, Vinny, good morning to both you gentlemen.
What's up, Ed?
Not a whole lot. Looking forward to the games. Buffalo Bills, briefly, no doubt, Super Bowl potential roster talent. Very confident offensively they can outscore anyone. Their offense, early downs, is quick outs to number 10 and number 4, attacking the flats with speed for twofold purpose. It's done so to widen your defense up, open up the field middle, also to set up a pump fake double move home run shot that comes later. It's real important to sure tackle number 10 and number 4 to disallow missed tackle yak gainers. Third downs and must-do situations for them, dual-threat QB Allen considers himself first-best option from anywhere, and especially in the red zone, with a quick shoulder fake QB middle draw or a flick of the wrist, arm strength, accurate pass. Done so to the sit-down field middle throw lanes. Without hesitation, he will attempt tight window throws, opportunity for a pick. Last thing, two main keys this week. Game-long, sure tackling, no free runners. Second key, Raven punter Stout and his cover guys must flip the field every single time, yielding zero return yardage, and it can be done. That's it, gentlemen. Enjoy the game.
All right, Ed. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Any commentary on Ed's commentary?
Yeah, I like what he's – Bob, for some reason, I feel good. After watching film, I feel good. I like the matchup for the Ravens just because, I don't think the left tackle's very good. I don't think the center's very good. So I think that bodes well for Owe on the right side or Van Noy. And then on the inside, Travis Jones and Pierce, I think they're going to be able to control the center in the run game and in the pass game. So I think that's going to be huge because then if they got to double those guys, which they will, Pierce or Travis Jones, then that lets the linebackers run free.
James Cook's number 4, by the way, as that brought up numbers. Khalil Shakur is coming in at number 10 there, a little fast dude who scored a touchdown.
He's quick as a cat.
I think everybody scored touchdowns against Jacksonville on Monday night. Let's get back to the phones. Dave in Baltimore. Dave, thanks for holding. What's up?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, wonderful. Dave. It's Friday.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you guys. I think that was a smart move to take Burns out.
Yep.
We got to worry about the next division game. We got 3 games here. I want Burns ready to pitch that first one. because that's going to be the key. If we get the first one, then we need only one out of two.
Yeah, no doubt, Dave. Thanks for the call. And look, Burns has been great for the entirety of September.
Yes.
After a brutal August took him out of the Cy Young conversation.
Yep.
But, I mean, he's in the I'm getting paid handsomely in the offseason mode right now, and he wants to win. He's been in the playoffs with the Brewers. He understands that the Orioles are capable of going deep into the postseason, and he's going to have a lot to do with that. So he'll be ready to rock and roll Tuesday. Time and opponent to be determined. No, we have time for a call. You make the call. On the call, he says yes. Let's go get Keith and Crofton. Keith, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, guys. I love me some monkeys, so thank you.
All right.
Are you a believer?
I am a believer. Their show was ahead of its time. I mean, they were the originators of the music videos.
That's right. And they did that movie Head with Jack Nicholson, which was kind of Pink Floyd-ish.
Very trippy.
Yeah, right.
Very trippy.
Yep.
Two things, if you let me do this. The first one is, I think you got for the Orioles. You got to rest the Gunner. You got to rest Tony Taters, and I think you got to rest Kowser on Sunday. Let's say. Do you agree with that? Or hell yeah!
Let's see Jackson Holliday at shortstop. Emmanuel Rivera, have fun. Do what you have to do. Kerstad, get out there in right field and get that glove
like last
working.
Night.
Yeah.
Did Holliday? Because
he played shortstop.
I know he played, but did he get any? Did he have to throw it?
Yeah, there wasn't any like issues there. But to your point, the bigger picture, of course, is Keith getting rested players ready for Tuesday. Yeah.
I agree. Win tonight, okay. Bob, and then he can play with his lineup.
Yep.
And the second thing is, I think for the next 3 weeks, people better be ready to start taking some days off of work if they're going to go to the games, because I think they're going to get no primetime love. I still think they're too small market of a team, and that's unfortunate because they've got the showcase of players to make primetime.
But also, you got the Padres are obviously going to be playing in West Coast time.
Maybe the Mets.
Yeah. You got New York.
And the Mets are, Vinny, I got this. The Mets are going to get this. The Orioles will probably be, depending on their opponent, one of the earlier games throughout the wild card round. And division matchup, they play the Yankees, then I think you got more primetime potential there.
Yes, that's very true. If they play the Yankees, they'll be primetime. But I think just normally, I mean, they're in the class of you know, lower market teams, and it's unfortunate because, you know, you want that exposure, and it's just, you know, and if you're going to go to the games, you're going to have to be ready to take off work.
Well, that's I don't care. Just win the playoff games and get to win. Improvise and adapt.
Can we have 1 o'clock, please?
Overcome. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back with Vinny's keys to victory as the Ravens try to beat the Bills as 2.5-point favorites. Bills are undefeated. Vic Carucci basically said yesterday he expects Buffalo to win this game because the Bills have a tough stretch. They're at Baltimore, they're at Houston, and they're at the Jets. See if they're for real. We'll find out the next 3 weeks for them. But Vinny's keys to victory, and then Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joins us 11 o'clock.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient. We're moving on, and we're playing our ass off.
It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens hosting the Buffalo Bills coming up Sunday night, M&T Bank Stadium. Got plenty of preview coming your way over the next 3 hours plus. But right now, let's get Vinny's keys to victory. Buffalo's undefeated, trying to stay that way. Ravens trying to get to 500.
Yeah, number one, I got to be the most physical team. And to me, be the most physical team, that means in the trenches. And why I say that, because the Ravens are bigger offensive line than their defensive line and linebackers. So be the most physical team. I think they match up extremely well to run the football. Kyler Murray rushed for 57 yards. And as a team, Bob, Arizona averaged 5.0 per rush. 25 rushes, 124 yards. Miami had 34 rushes for 139, 4.1. Jacksonville, 17 for 92, 5.4. So people have run it on them, but they don't run it like the Ravens run it, and they don't have a 240-pound running back who's bigger than any of their linebackers. So I think if they can be physical up front on the offensive side and then on the defensive side, I'm not crazy about their O-line. They're not that physical. So if the defensive line, you know, to be able to stop Cook, be the most physical up front. Don't get knocked off the ball. Keep your shoulder square. Play good fundamentally. And if they're the most physical in the trenches, I think they'll be fine. And then have the best quarterback on the field. That's going to be because Josh Allen's playing. He's the best quarterback in the league after three games, and it's not close. He's been playing spectacular. He's making everybody else around him better. And, you know, he's kind of doing like what Mahomes did last year with an average receiving core. You know, he's got tight end that's good, and he's got, you know, Shakir, who's quick. You know, Coleman's coming on, but none of them are like real burners and stuff, so challenge them. You know, attack them defensively with your corners. You know, you got Pro Bowl type corners, get up in their face and match them and play some man to man. Number three, tackle well. Why? Kind of like what Ed was saying, the same thing. Because the ball's going to come out quick. They want to get the ball out quick. They want to get the ball in their hands, to the running back's hands quick in the pass game. They want to get it to Shakir quick. Tackle well. They like yak yards. They're big on the yak yards. So if they can tackle them where they catch it, that'll be huge. That'll stop them from moving the chains. And then the other thing, too, is you got to be able to tackle that quarterback. And if it's me, Simpson's one of the fastest guys they got on defense, and he's got size because Josh Allen's a big dude. Simpson's about the same size, 240, maybe a little bit bigger, and he can run 4-4. Let Simpson be the guy on third downs or whatever that is going to follow him around. And then last but not least, have the best special teams on the field. Because the Ravens right now, they missed a field goal every game. They're special, you know, the onside kick they screwed up last week. They've had penalties on special teams. They need a clean special teams game is one of the biggest things. I mean, that last week, and we've talked about it all week, I mean, the missed field goal and the onside kick, that changed the whole game around. I mean, that got Dallas back in the game. Was it anything offensively or defensively? No, it was a missed field goal and then a missed onside kick, and then defense is back on the field again. So they need some good special teams. So in summary, and be physical, and if Lamar's the best quarterback on the field and they tackle well and Tucker is better and the special teams are better, the Ravens are going to win.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Those are Vinny's keys. Let's get a phone call in before the break. Let's go get Tom in Rising Sun. Tom, what is up? Tom.
Bob and Vinny, how y'all doing?
What's good. Up, Tom?
Hey, you guys must draw like 60 and over crowd because the Monkees? Oh, I should have called yesterday.
Well, that was Joe and Woodbury suggestion, and apparently a couple other people kind of backed it up, so here we are.
Really? Well, yeah, well, you got to scare out the crowd. I should have called yesterday and asked for Black Sabbath, Never Say Die. We're in the playoffs.
I'm cool with that.
All the same, to stop crying, we got a ticket, we're going.
Or you can be a believer. You're a believer. It could work both ways.
Monkees. How long have you been around? How long have I been around? Yeah, I mean, we got a shot. I mean, hey, you play till you're done. That's what you do. But, yeah, so anybody wants to whine about pegging Burns out after five innings, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Anyway, all right, that's all I had to say. But I'll call you next week and get some Sabbath on.
Yeah. You don't mind. Oh, we can wreck to Sabbath, as I've said many times. We've actually had Black Sabbath multiple times as a performer, but it never gets old. We have time for another call, Nolan McGraw. You make the call. Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's up?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
TGIF and PYT.
Yeah, hell yeah. I got a Mick Alter waiting for me at 2:45, Antonio.
My score prediction is Ravens 20, Bills 17. Go Ravens. Have a wonderful weekend, guys.
All right, Antonio. That would hit the spread, but it would not cover the over for that ball game, which is 46.5.
I think it's going to be over.
All right. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, is going to be joining us. We'll preview the game with him. What's the injury status for this one? Whip around 11:15. Look at some of the highlights from last night's Thursday Night Football extravaganza and talk college football with Chip Patterson from CBSSports.com. Big games coming up this weekend.